The following is a review of the equity investments principles designed to address the learning outcomes statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Overview of Equity Securities. This topic review begins with an LOS asking us to describe characteristics of types of equity securities. Common shares are the most common form of equity and represent an ownership interest. Common shareholders govern the corporation through voting rights and have a residual claim on firm assets if the firm is liquidated after the claims of debt holders and preferred stockholders. Firms are under no obligation to pay dividends on common equity. The firm determines what dividend will be paid periodically. Common stockholders are able to vote for the board of directors, on merger decisions, and on the selection of auditors. If they are unable to attend the annual meeting, shareholders can vote by proxy, which means having someone else vote as they direct them on their behalf. In a statutory voting system, each share held is assigned one vote in the election of each member of the board of directors. Under cumulative voting, shareholders can allocate their votes to one or more candidates as they choose. For example, consider a situation where a shareholder has 100 shares and three directors will be elected. Under statutory voting, the shareholder can vote 100 shares for their director choice in each election. Under cumulative voting, the shareholder has 300 votes, which can be cast for a single candidate or spread across multiple candidates. The three receiving the greatest number of votes are elected. Cumulative voting makes it possible for a minority shareholder to have more proportional representation on the board. The way the math works, a holder of 30% of the firm's shares could choose 3 of 10 directors with cumulative voting, but could elect no directors under statutory voting. Callable common shares give the firm the right to repurchase the stock at a pre-specified call price. Investors receive a fixed amount when the firm calls the stock. The call feature benefits the firm because when the stock's market price is greater than the call price, the firm can call the shares and reissue them later at a higher price. Calling the shares, similarly to the repurchase of shares, allows the firm to reduce its dividend payments without changing its per-share dividend. Puttable common shares give the shareholder the right to sell the shares back to the firm at a specific price. A put option on the shares benefits the shareholder because it effectively places a floor under the share value. Shareholders pay for the put option because, other things equal, puttable shares are sold for higher prices than non-puttable shares and raise more capital for the firm when they are issued. Preference shares, or preferred stock, have features of both common stock and debt. As with common stock, preferred stock dividends are not a contractual obligation. The shares usually do not mature, and the shares can have put or call features. Like debt, preferred shares typically make fixed periodic payments to investors and do not usually have voting rights. Cumulative preference shares are usually promised fixed dividends, and any dividends that are not paid must be made up before common shareholders can receive dividends. The dividends of non-cumulative preference shares do not accumulate over time when they are not paid, but dividends for any period must be paid before common shareholders can receive dividends. Preferred shares have a stated par value and pay a percentage dividend based on the par value of the shares. An $80 par value preferred with a 10% dividend pays a dividend of $8 per year. Investors in participating preference shares receive extra dividends if firm profits exceed a predetermined level and may receive a value greater than the par value of the preferred stock if the firm is liquidated. Non-participating preference shares have a claim equal to par value in the event of liquidation and do not share in firm profits. Smaller and riskier firms whose investors may be concerned about the firm's future often issue participating preferred stock so investors can share in the upside potential of the firm. Convertible preference shares can be exchanged for common stock at a conversion ratio determined when the shares are originally issued. It has the following advantages. The preferred dividend is higher than a common dividend. If the firm is profitable, the investor can share in the profits by converting their shares into common stock. The conversion option becomes more valuable when the common stock price increases. And preferred shares have less risk than common shares because the dividend is stable and they have priority over common stock in receiving dividends and in the event of liquidation of the firm. Because of their upside potential, convertible preferred shares are often used to finance risky venture capital and private equity firms. The conversion feature compensates investors for the additional risk they take when investing in such firms. Our next LOS is to describe differences in voting rights and other ownership characteristics among different equity classes. A firm may have different classes of common stock, such as Class A and Class B shares. One class may have greater voting power and seniority if the firm's assets are liquidated. The classes may also be treated differently with respect to dividends, stock splits, and other transactions with shareholders. Information on the ownership and voting rights of different classes of equity shares can be found in the company's filings with securities regulators, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States. The next LOS requires us to distinguish between public and private equity securities. The discussion so far has centered on equity that is publicly traded. Private equity is usually issued to institutional investors via private placements. Private equity markets are smaller than public markets but are growing rapidly. Compared to public equity, private equity has the following characteristics: less liquidity because no public market for the shares exists. Share price is negotiated between the firm and its investors, not determined in a market. More limited firm financial disclosure, because there is no government or exchange requirement to do so. Lower reporting costs, because of less onerous reporting requirements. Potentially weaker corporate governance, because of reduced reporting requirements and less public scrutiny. Greater ability to focus on long-term prospects, because there is no public pressure for short-term results. And potentially greater return for investors once the firm goes public. The three main types of private equity investments are venture capital, leveraged buyouts, and private investments in public equity. Venture capital refers to the capital provided to firms early in their life cycles to fund their development and growth. Venture capital financing at various stages of a firm's development is referred to as seed or startup, early stage, or mezzanine financing. Investors can be family, friends, wealthy individuals, or private equity funds. Venture capital investments are illiquid, and investors often have to commit funds for 3 to 10 years before they can cash out or exit their investment. Investors hope to profit when they can sell their shares after or as part of an initial public offering or to an established firm. In a leveraged buyout, investors buy all of a firm's equity using debt financing, that is, leverage. If the buyers are the firm's current management, the leveraged buyout is referred to as a management buyout. Firms in leveraged buyouts usually have cash flow that is adequate to service the issued debt or have undervalued assets that can be sold to pay down the debt over time. In a private investment in public equity, a public firm that needs capital quickly sells private equity to investors. The firm may have growth opportunities, be in distress, or have large amounts of debt. The investors can often buy the stock at a sizable discount to its market price.